All right, we're recording. We're live. Hey, we're live with episode one of the Cowtown Football podcast. I'm your host, Jake Gosho, joined as always by my dipshit brother, Luke Gosho.
Hey,
joined with three very special guests today, Jackson Price.
Oh, thank you.
Craig Kuhlman, defending champion.
Luke's gay.
And his sleeping buddy tonight, Kevin Kuhlman.
Ace.
I like the sign-on. Good. Good to have you. So we're here to talk about a smorgasbord of topics, none of which were thought ahead of time.
Look at my spreadsheet now. Now you want to look at my topic list.
Yep. So we're going to talk team overviews, Luke.
Oh. Throwing that right to me. All right. Well, let's start off then. Let's talk about the pissed off Penguins.
Can you get a little closer, motherfucker?
Am I too far away from
No, we're mic? Good. Okay. I think he wants to see your screen. What were you saying, Kevin?
Are you the mic?
Well, I don't think we need to be. I think the mic's going to pick it up.
So we're talking about the pissed off Penguins.
And, I like it,
and I want to talk about the pissed off Penguins because what we did
it.
Was we had this weird trade between myself making a great deal, picking up Melvin Gordon, and Jackson now taking Kenyon Drake and deciding to keep Devontae Adams instead of Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
Thoughts?
No, I mean, Melvin Gordon, a first rounder in redraft, Devontae Adams, an end of the second rounder.
No shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's Devontae Adams.
I mean, what's the play here, Jack?
Well, in my mind, Melvin Gordon is a very poor rusher at 3.9 yards per carry.
Yeah, you don't want that. All right, well, let's just quick fact check that.
His entire value is opportunity share, and I think it's going to go down this year with the emergence of Austin Eckler. So even if he goes down 20% opportunity share, he's not going to be as good as he was last year.
Yeah, but Kenyon Drake's splitting carries with Frank Gore is going to be a great
We'll see how it plays out.
So you heard it here first from Jackson. Devontae Adams somehow is going to suck less.
Good play.
It's a bad.
Melvin Gordon last year, number 5 running back. Devontae Adams, number 14 wide receiver.
Next team up, we jump down to the Mighty Moose here. So we've got an Aaron Rodgers keeper, the only quarterback kept, a Christian McCaffrey.
Kavanaugh with the keep.
You mispronounce one word, and it's like you drafted Todd Pinkston.
We're going to hammer that one.
Let's look at Matt's team here.
Who are we looking at?
Jesus Christ. The Mighty Moose. We got Rodgers, McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, a Tennessee running back. Yeah, he'll be a powerhouse.
He's actually been pretty good this year.
It's Tennessee.
Play carries with Deion Lewis.
Yeah. Al Gore, Diggs. It just makes me sad watching
it. Did you say Al Gore? Aguilar.
That's what I said.
Al Gore.
All right. This is a good podcast. Let me just...
Kevin, you got thoughts?
I don't know what a podcast is.
Okay, I got it. That's right. We need to talk about that. Storming out of the room now is my co-host, Lou. He's gone. So I think the other thing, I'm not sure we're going to make it through all 12 teams today because that would be tremendously boring.
Make fun of the way I'd say things.
We're going to move on to I'd just like to go over the first two rounds of picks. I think that's a sensible solution here. I think there's three pretty obvious picks. I did go 1, 2, 3, starting with Brian with Saquon Barkley, a keeper good target for many years. I think a pretty good play there.
Yeah.
Giants offense might suck balls, but
yep.
It doesn't matter, though.
Well, you're
drafting for 5 years, not for today, necessarily. So, Kevin, with Dalvin Cook, ACL, how are you feeling about that?
I feel decent about that.
Okay, no further comment?
I'd like to note that Kevin did about 5 minutes of draft prep
hold Carl for a little bit during my draft.
That was the draft.
But that's a part of the game.
I'd like you to know that Dalvin Cook's grandmother does work at Gordon Food Service, and we have confirmed that he may or may not be ready for the season.
Based
on her.
Have you spoken with her?
A friend of a friend.
How are her ACLs holding up?
She is selling a lot of product.
Is she a salesperson?
In Florida, yeah.
When does she retire based on?
She is very old.
Well, her son's rich, presumably.
I don't know why she's retired yet.
How many? Oh, it was grandma.
So Dalvin Cook was
grandma.
A good pick.
Yeah, so her grandma was her mom.
Are you Dalvin Cook's boss? Oh my god!
I will share her name later.
Mrs. Dalvin. prompted here by the teleprompter. Mighty Moose with Christian McCaffrey, a non-keeper. Surprisingly, he kept Stephon Diggs over Christian McCaffrey and then re-picked up his old guy. I just don't see...
I feel it. I feel it.
I don't... I just don't get it.
Jackson Wayne in thinks
well, the
it's pick's bad
good. It's the keeper that's bad.
Well, no, I disagree. I think if there's more receivers that are being kept and he keeps a receiver and he wants to draft back a running back, I think that...
Don't you just keep Christian
solution?
Well, okay, would you rather Stephon Diggs or Tyreek Hill?
Personally, I would rather keep Tyreek Hill.
Stephon Diggs or Mike Evans?
But he isn't going to get...
Stephon Diggs or Doug Baldwin?
Get Christian McCaffrey back.
Stephon Diggs or Doug Baldwin?
Oh, Diggs.
Yikes. Okay, anyone else?
Over Baldwin?
So,
yeah. Seattle's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the T-unit pick in this round.
What about Fitz or Thielen? Which, I mean, there are more... So you'd rather have Thielen, who is on the board, and you have third pick, you know you're going to lose Barkley and Cook. Why not just keep Christian McCaffrey and then get a equal to or better than wide receiver than Stephon Diggs?
I'm not following, but okay.
Okay. Thank you, Craig, for... thank God somebody's
right,
listening to a fantasy football
podcast.
I think overall, Stephon Diggs.
End zone Warriors pick up
I don't think
Jordan Stephon. Howard, I think is the steal at that position. It was a great pick.
It's definitely not a steal, but it does piss me off.
I think it's a great pick.
Well, the fall off after the first three picks is pretty big.
I guess so, but I like Jordan Howard. I think the Bears are going to be...
I like him, too. I wish I could have drafted him.
Offense.
I think there's a little bit too much hype on the Bears offense, to be honest.
Yes, agree.
It's unproven.
Trubisky's terrible.
Yes, the Bears, he might be a three-down running back. It's a little bit early. I would rather have Mike Evans for sure. Doug Baldwin also. Tyreek Hill, probably not. But I think it's a little bit early.
Well, the steal this round is obviously Larry Fitz. That's
well, we're jumping ahead a little bit. Let's keep it moving in synchron.
The best pick was by me.
All right. Thank you for that analysis, Luke. Move on to Jackson taking Tyreek the Freak. He's texting. All right.
No thoughts.
Yeah, no, that's who I picked. I don't know. Do you want me to comment?
No, it sounds like you feel good about it. I don't know how Mike Evans falls to six.
Yeah. I'll say, I passed on Evans because
why
I drafted him previously, and he had three touchdowns, and he fucked me.
So
it's a little vendetta.
That's just not great.
Yeah, maybe not a great fantasy move, but I'm against Mike Evans.
Evans seems like a worse version of like DeAndre Hopkins, Odell
Agreed.
Beckham Jr.
Agreed, 100%.
They do force the ball to him, but
I would take Evans over Hill.
Well, you take,
I agree. He's in the tier where they're just forcing him to get catches.
You take Evans over Jordan Howard?
I think so.
I don't.
I agree. I think so.
I think so too.
Not with Jameis Winston at the helm. He's going to
raise. You take Evans over Joe Mixon?
That's closer. That's a lot closer than...
No one makes fun of Kevin for mispronouncing a name, but I say...
It was Mixon. He got mostly there. Plus, you're really fun to make fun of. All right.
That's a good Evans pick.
Tyler takes Doug Baldwin, I think, a little early.
Yeah, a little early. He took him above Larry Fitz, who's the fucking
early
champion.
Because that's where he went last year and got hurt.
We're working our way down the list, Luke.
I'm just saying. Fitz, steal the game.
And that offense is just...
Yeah, but they're just going to have to throw it to Baldwin.
No. Yeah, I don't know. Seattle's a fucking
mess.
They'd
say he's going to start week one. If he starts week one,
be nice to see him on the practice.
He's going to be a top 10 receiver.
Be nice to see him on the practice. Luke, you want to talk about Larry Fitzgerald?
I mean, Larry Fitz and I are in a sexual relationship where I jerk him off and he wins me championships. So enough said.
How many times have you
jerked? I'd like to see the history of that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you guys have given me shit for drafting Larry Fitz every year, and every year he fucking outperforms because I'm pretty sure he's part
every
robot.
Every year you normally draft him way below the third round.
Hey, whatever, man.
Last year I didn't make sure. Normally there's value.
Sure thing, but whatever, man. You guys gave me shit because I didn't draft Floyd and said I drafted the wrong Cardinal. And what happens? Luke wins the championship.
All right,
so
Larry Fitzgerald picked at number 32. He turns 35 next Friday.
You're always going to pick him before their age.
Scott with Lamar Miller also picking someone way too early.
I know
Scott loves to buttfuck people from Texas, but
no, here we go.
But I think it's a little early for my namesake.
You love Lamar.
He's my boy.
Right, you love Lamar.
Three down back. He's gonna get replaced by a sophomore
Deontay.
Yeah, Foreman very soon. So
now Lamar Miller did finish 16th last year.
He's going to finish at the top 25.
Now, and had you said that Deontay was taken over at the end of the season?
he's hurt at the beginning of the season. He was hurt at the end of last season, hurt his Achilles. It's a rocky situation, but Lamar Miller, not worth the 33rd pick.
Lamar's last four games from last year, 7, 4.37, 3.7.
And we should also talk about he's had to go through life with the first name Lamar. I mean, that's not nothing.
He's had to be my boy, too, and I just drafted him way too early.
Adam Thielen, though, the next pick, I think,
have hate for the Thielen pick?
I'm not a huge fan of that for Jeffro.
That's a good pick.
You just can't take a white guy.
You're
going
to be the number one receiver in a Kirk Cousins offense.
Number two.
Number one receiver in a Kirk Cousins offense who likes to dump it down.
1.5.
He likes to play the slot receiver.
He's just white.
Adam Thielen, consistent. Proved himself last year as a good receiver. Going to catch, I'd say, at least 100 balls, probably 150 targets.
No.
Yeah.
He had 144.
What?
He's 150. Way under 150. He had 144 last year. He's going to have 100 at best. 150
targets, close to 100 catches.
This is insanity.
He's my boy.
You're just wrong.
I think it's late to take Thielen.
Oh, God. Right. That makes
consensus,
sick.
Thielen, bad pick.
Well,
Travis Kelce.
I don't know that we got to that consensus.
No, I made the call. Travis Kelce in the first round. Jake, what do you think of that?
Oh, I love it.
I like it.
I think it's too low. I would have taken him two picks later if I had
really?
Picked. Oh, yeah.
I think it's high for a tight end that's not Gronk.
No, Gronk's going to play six games.
Yeah, he is. He's going to score 18 touchdowns in those six games.
Kelce a little risky because the quarterback.
I think he's the least risky of the top three tight ends.
Going to catch 10 touchdowns, probably close to 1,000 yards.
Has he ever caught 10 touchdowns? I think
he caught 10 last year.
Yeah, you should Google it right now.
I'm going to.
I think so.
High-quality research that we have on this podcast.
Travis Kelce has never caught more than 8 touchdown passes.
Good value.
I bet he'll catch 9 touchdowns.
First-round pick we got.
Nine touchdowns.
But let's look at the last one.
Yards last year,
now, the last one here, Hoosier Daddy, we actually just learned that Logan has named his second-born child LaShawn.
After first-round pick LaShawn McCoy.
Yes.
Yeah, does not like
now,
I mean, if he can stay on the field and he decides not to beat any women,
well, we don't know.
It could be a value pick there.
It could really be.
Maybe that's a bad Sunday, though.
But there is a very real possibility that he decides to beat someone.
And we have to talk nice about him, or he'll actually come here and beat us.
I mean, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
That's
not a good look.
That is not a good look for LaShawn.
He beat the shit out of that woman.
Yeah, anyways, bad news for LaShawn if he does get charged with that. Top pick of the second round. Number one line off the board, Marvin Jones Jr.
Yeah,
you guys are all butthurt about this.
Bad choice. Should have been Golden Tate. I take Tate over Jones.
But you wouldn't take either of them here. Craig wouldn't.
I would have taken Tate.
I would take Tate.
Well, you had the next pick and you didn't.
I would not have taken Tate. I would have taken Tate over Jones. Tate, way more consistent.
As much as I love the Lions, as most of us do, I think a Lions receiver is very volatile.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know about
that. They haven't exactly looked fantastic in the preseason.
Yeah, but all we do is throw the football.
No, the preseason has been dreadful, and I did consider moving this pick off my board just based on that.
As you should have.
I don't like Marvin Jones.
Golden Tate, 92 receptions last year. Marvin Jones, 61. I'll take the 92.
Yeah.
I don't care about the touchdowns.
Yeah.
I don't care about the receiving yards. I'll take the consistency.
Now, Amari Cooper, though. I don't know about John Gruden. I mean, is he still picking out grinders?
Gruden's grinders. I will say one thing.
Yep.
He's my favorite Monday Night Football analyst.
Well, he's no longer there.
Just discredits anything you've ever
had to
say. And
I pick mostly based on Monday Night Football analysts. So.
He did get replaced at the Corona desk. I don't know if you saw that. Tony Romo replacing him at the Corona help desk.
Okay. Tony Romo, second favorite.
Amari Cooper last year, 48 receptions, 680 yards.
Amari Cooper last year, 29 points against me as Scott's team beat my ass. So
we had a string of wideouts.
I think that's 29 points.
Golden Tate?
Yeah.
Talked a little bit about him already.
Should've
going to Jeff.
Ahead.
Yeah. Good pick by Jeff.
Good
disagree.
Pick, good pick.
Way rather Marvin.
Jarvis Landry, you picked a Brown, Scott. That's
sick. Hey, Jarvis Landry led the league last year in catches.
That hurts. It's a Brown.
I mean, they're gonna.
I also think he got like something like 15 touchdowns.
And then we have Miami Dolphins running back,
nine.
Jarvis. That's
nine touchdowns, and that was his career high. As high previously, but that was 5.
The Dolphins running back—that's always disappointing.
Didn't quite break 1,000 yards last year either.
Can't Kenyon Drake, man.
Yeah, this guy.
This guy, Kenyon Drake to Jackson, didn't, you know, it's an upgrade from Melvin Gordon.
What do you think about Frank Gore?
I think he has the opportunity.
Let's hear about the share.
To compete with Melvin Gordon.
Oh, my God. How much dick are you going to suck this offseason?
Total points, all said and done. I mean, he.
I'll take that.
I mean, the Dolphins traded away JJIA for a reason. And it's because they have Kenyon Drake.
Fucking suck. Chris Hogan was a mistake.
Just one closing statement on that. Kenyon Drake last year, 664 yards, 3 touchdowns. Melvin Gordon, 1,105, 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, take a look at the last 6 games.
But he's closing the gap.
I agree with the last six games.
When Drake was actually a starter.
I don't believe in the Miami's offense at all.
I don't think they're that good either, but someone's got to gain the yards.
His name's Frank Gore.
That could be the case. We will see.
I think it's fine. Chris Hogan, that's a fun pick if you're retarded.
Wow.
So there's a retard pick. I hate this pick. Yeah, that's what are you doing?
If he stays healthy all year, that's a great pick.
Yeah,
what does he have, like 7 catches last year or something?
If he stays healthy, that's a great pick.
No, not in the second round.
Chris Hogan's career high in receptions, 41.
This is garbage.
That, it is his sixth year in the league this year.
Yeah,
like I said, fucking he stays healthy.
He's also 30 this year, turning 31.
Tyler might have been confused by our shot that we were taking.
That's true. And yeah, so that just threw him off.
Bad move. I think that was. I mean, Logan.
God, Chris, that might be the worst pick of the draft. And we're talking Jaguars defense.
Yeah, we'll talk about bad picks later. But let's put that on the list of bad picks.
He's going to move it along.
All right, Allen Robinson. We're almost there, Kev. We're moving. We're not on anyone's time.
We're not doing the whole thing.
We're doing the first two rounds.
So does Logan just hate everything that's Michigan? Like, so he loves the Bears. He loves Indy. Picking Allen Robinson.
Hey,
believing in the Bears offense.
I don't think.
Who I think might be better this year. But Allen Robinson as a top 20 receiver is definitely a reach. He, at 1 year, might have been a top 10 in the Bears offense.
That would have been 3 years ago when he had 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns. Last year, 1 reception, 17 yards.
It's a reach in the Bears.
It's a tricky play with a new team didn't play all last year.
Yep. But Juju's up, and he's
a boss. He has the talent, but I don't think he can do it.
Let's talk Juju.
My boy.
I like Juju.
This is about the range you want to see him go in.
I think this is a great pick because you get two things. One, you get probably the second best second receiver.
That's fine, dude. Do it, Craig.
The best second receiver.
Craig's also heard a podcast before, so...
The second best second receiver on any team, I think, close to.
Marvin Jones, Golden Tate.
And also the best opportunity to take over.
Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon.
I definitely disagree with Jarvis Landry.
You don't believe in Flash.
And the Lions. So the second best second receiver. And also a chance to take over number one last year when Antonio Brown was hurt. Proved that he can be a number one receiver for a high-powered offense. If Antonio Brown is hurt. Top 10 receiver for sure.
Oh, my God. If he gets hurt, sure.
If Antonio Brown isn't hurt, top 15.
Also gets the best touchdown dances 25. In the league.
He does.
Top 25 easily.
Now, Zach Ertz from Brad, too early.
I don't think it's too early. Last year, 74
Who
catches.
Who is Carson Wentz going to throw to?
Alshon Jeffrey. Nelson Aguilar.
Alshon Jeffrey.
Okay, both hurt.
Wendell Smallwood.
Yes. So this is why Zach Ertz is a good pick here.
You think?
Also, who's their other tight end that catches all the red zone targets? Man.
Tight end picks this early. I just don't like it.
Ertz is fine. I'm a little nervous because Wentz not healthy. If he repeats last year, you're fine. But he had 8 touchdowns in his.
I think it's a good pick hedging on a Super Bowl winning offense.
You get better
with no people to catch the ball.
You got
to
get touchdown regression though.
Here. Point, man. You can get a starter to better position than this. It's a tight end at the end of the day. It's a fucking tight end. They get you, what, 10 points a game on a good day? You
Zach
can get better value.
80 yards or more touchdown. 80 yards or more touchdown.
All right. Derrick Henry, Tennessee Titans. Luke, you hate him.
He's a Titan.
That's apt
this
analysis.
This is one of the first, maybe besides Juju, one of the first young hedging picks. Derrick Henry always thought to take over the offense as the number one running back.
He's going
to
be good.
If he does, this will be a great pick. If he continues, does split carries with Deion Lewis, this will just be an average. He's not going to catch balls. He might not even run touchdowns in the goal line.
Catching balls, speaking of catching balls, Jackson will be catching balls later in the show, talking about Jimmy Graham versus Devontae Adams. Moving forward, Jerick McKinnon, this is the fall of the draft. Still, I think one of the best picks.
Funny story here is Kate Cool already has two running backs. Can only start two running backs.
Kev, what's the logic between taking a third running back here?
Right there, that is called hedging your bets.
Okay, so you're not looking for trades or anything like that?
I mean, I'm always open for trades.
But you weren't drafting for the trade.
No, I'm looking for running backs to lead the team this year.
All right, well, you can't play three of them, so we'll see.
You can sell one.
Hey, Jake Asher, can you beat me?
Yeah,
same here.
So
same
last here. Up, we got Brandon Cooks. I like that. I like Goff.
This is a good pick.
I think it's a good pick.
It's better than McKinnon?
McKinnon is a steal.
McKinnon's
a good pick. Especially not your third running back.
Are you drinking that?
Yep.
Well, now I got to get another.
All right. Sorry, guys. We are getting beers. Not that anyone's listening to this anymore.
Oh, they're listening.
No, they're not.
We're almost done with the round.
All right. So that is the round by round. Brandon Cooks. Unless anyone else has anything to say about Brandon Cooks.
No, I think
it's a good pick.
So what do you guys think about Robert Woods right there?
We're not moving on.
So let's talk about the best pick of the draft. Does anyone have a best pick of the draft that they like?
Well, you were on the podcast, so you probably have already done some research.
It's your category, Luke. Go ahead.
This is a live reaction.
Best pick of the draft was Larry Fitz in the first 5 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Larry Fitz is best picked by nine or ten.
I couldn't disagree more.
Well, I think you could. I mean, somebody took the Jaguars defense in the round.
He's been a top 10 wide receiver for the last 3 years, man. It's Larry Fitz. It don't matter. He's a monster. His dreads have cured cancer. It's true.
I think you're going to find the Josh Gordon at 53 to be a pretty good pick.
What's the next segment, boys?
Yeah. After best
pick. I got a best pick.
Yeah.
I'll play off of Luke's. I think Corey Davis in the fifth round.
I think it's too early.
Who got Davis in the fifth?
That was you.
I got Davis in the fifth. Man, I'm good at fantasy, boys. I'm good at fantasy.
I think Corey Davis in the fifth round. That has a good chance to be a top 15 receiver.
All right, so who does Corey Davis play for?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Very good.
He's my WR3.
Oh, he's a receiver.
I know he's a receiver. I don't know who he plays for.
You don't. So you wouldn't rather Marquise Goodwin?
I'd rather Corey Davis.
Where's Corey?
Corey Davis right here. Look. He plays for the Titans. You hate the Titans offense. You talked about that all the beginning of it.
I believe in the 49ers offense more, but I think that as far as opportunity, Corey Davis on Tennessee.
I'll make a trade.
Corey Davis for anyone is the trade offer. The live trade offer.
I'll take the done deal. You got yourself a goddamn deal.
That was off the beer sheets there.
That's beer sheets.
That's beer sheets helping you out. Yeah.
I like the Mike Ingram pick here, though. I do like the Ingram pick.
I think that's a shitty pick.
You don't
like Ingram?
Here's why. You're going to lose him for 5 weeks because I think they have the bye in the fifth week. 4 weeks suspended.
Yeah, but you don't need him until then.
And if Kamara gets hurt in those first 5 weeks, the pick. If Kamara doesn't get hurt in the first 5 weeks, he's going to be a 20th plus running back.
I agree.
In the fifth round?
If he's your third running back, that's a steal.
It is my fault.
You're hedging not only Kamara getting hurt.
Yeah, but.
Ingram's not going to finish top 24. I need him to be top 24 the
weeks that he plays.
He's an RB2.
His ceiling is 20th running back.
He's an RB2.
I'll take 20th running back overall over 12 games.
Points per game, 20th running back overall.
Okay. And I'm fine with that. That's fine.
Bad pick in round five.
Unless we've got any more best picks after my Corey Davis genius. If we have worst picks, I think we all know the one we want to talk about. The guy who once drafted the retired Todd Pinkston.
He was hurt. He was not retired.
It doesn't matter. He never played again. Not in a real sense. We're going to talk about Jackson in the ninth, picking up the Jacksonville Jaguars defense in the ninth round. Jackson, thought process.
Well, if you really want to know.
I do, because it was so dumb.
I already had a backup receiver. I already had a backup running back. I have no bye week issue.
Is that the eight that he said?
No, it's nine. It's nine.
And I don't need a backup quarterback because there's extreme depth at the position.
Yeah, sure.
So,
but why not take a running back here?
Who else went in this round?
Yeah, let's look at who went after.
So Njoku would be fine if you needed a tight end. You said you don't, right? Your whole roster was filled out, and you had one bench depth
at both
wide receiver
and
running back.
At the time, I did not.
Galladay.
But I still had my target left at tight end.
You did not have a tight end?
You did not have a tight end.
Correct.
That might hurt.
Yeah, that was fucking dumb.
I don't think that's too dumb. I think you can
wait. He took a defense over his first tight end.
You can wait. There's decent tight ends left.
I mean, I got Kyle Rudolph. I think that's a pretty good tight end.
The panel does not like it. That is a 4-1 split. 4-1 split.
I really like Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph is not bad, but he's very touchdown dependent.
Yeah,
it's fine for if you're punting tight end. That's a pretty good tight end to get.
Okay, guys, you got the Jags.
I don't think I would take defense first, but I think if you're punting tight end, Kyle Rudolph's fine. I think that's fine.
I have a starting tight end, but it's a defense.
Can you find the defense?
It's like, wait. Remember Jeff's first year?
When he took Tony Gonzalez.
Jeff's first year.
We didn't let him do it.
No, he never had played fantasy before. And we helped him by saying, don't do that. It's a bad
thing. We should have stopped Jackson.
We should have stopped Jackson. Stopped we gave him a disservice.
Told him, wait, pause the draft, commish. We got to reset.
Take Gonzalez ahead of the Jags.
We got to reset. We screwed this one up.
Jeff's like two tight ends in the first, like,
three rounds. Well, he would have done better than you.
At least he had depth.
It's good tight end depth. More depth than you have at tight end. The Jags.
All
Jesus
right.
Christ.
All right.
I don't know. Okay, well, are there any other horrible picks?
That's
here?
A bad football pick. A lot of people, a lot of controversy over the Adrian Peterson pick.
I don't like the AP.
Yeah, he beats little boys. So.
Well, I mean, nobody's arguing.
No, I'm actually in support of being
a
little boy.
I take him over
the Jaguars. I take
my boy to
the
Jaguars.
Outside the 10th row. Jags.
Got him two rounds later.
Jackson's. See, and what Jackson's really salty about is he traded me a pick for that. He traded up to get the Jags.
Well,
defense.
Okay, I think that's how the cards fell. I don't think it was targeting the Jags defense.
No,
you don't believe Jackson had that strategy the whole time.
Sorry,
fuck Melvin Gordon.
I think Tyler Lockett might be one of the picks.
Jackson traded Melvin Gordon for the Jags defense.
Podcast, can you get a new segment here?
I think
we're back.
Jesus, I mean, somebody's keeping us on schedule. Let's see, what have we got left today?
Nobody wants to talk to us.
Guess Logan's baby name? Should we just go along?
Yeah, Stalin. Let's do it.
Stalin.
In a row, Jake.
I'll say Tyreek. No, who was his first pick? Shit, it wasn't Tyreek.
It was LeSean.
McCoy.
The first baby is Lenin, so the natural predecessor is Stalin. But I think they're going to go in a different direction. I'm going to go Pol Pot.
Ooh, I got Cohen.
Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen, the corrupt lawyer. I'm going with the Cambodian dictator.
I'll go with the political one and go Trump.
Just Donald.
Don.
No, just Trump.
Trump, please.
Jackson's
very good
pick.
I'm going to stick with Stalin. Staying with Russian dictators.
So the final segment today, as we wrap up this special edition of the Fantasy Podcast.
No one is listening.
Co-host pending for future episodes.
Fuck off.
Who's sucking whose dick?
Yes, this is a good segment.
Jake, set us up with the bet. Set us up with the bet that happened today.
We were doing some drinking.
That's what we're prone to.
It's a bad segment.
This is before drinking.
No. Definitely not.
Twisted T's guys.
Get to it.
So, I take Jimmy Graham. Where did I take him? Let's just quick find that out. Round six. It was a little earlier than I expected to find him. Just doing the search here. But
so, that was a reach, but Tom Brady, then Jimmy Graham.
I'm going to lose.
I don't. What was available?
Everything was available. I took Wilson later.
Delaney Walker, I would have taken ahead of him.
All right. Anyways, I go early, wisely on tight end, and pick Jimmy Graham. And there's a lot of hate about who they're not going to throw to him. He's old as shit. He's not good anymore.
No, that's not what we said.
Green Bay doesn't utilize their tight ends.
They don't,
which is true.
So there's some hate. There's hate.
Yeah.
I again wisely said Jimmy Graham will score more touchdowns than Devontae Adams. And if he doesn't, Jackson, you have to suck my dick. If he does, I will suck your dick.
Now what's most interesting...
Other way around, whichever way makes sense in that. Because Jackson having Devontae Adams, me having Jimmy Graham.
And what's most interesting, and I'm really hoping for a tie, which results in a 69.
Yep.
I'm really banking.
That will be the whole league will have to watch that.
Yes. I think there's a good chance that Jimmy Graham scores 10 touchdowns and 40 yards receiving. Devontae Adams, 1,000 yards and one touchdown. So.
Can we get 9 touchdowns just so it's fun when he has to suck my dick?
That is a very closer. I kind of want Jackson to suck, so one touchdown would be good.
So who do you think here for touchdowns?
Touchdowns? Adams.
Kevin?
Graham.
Craig?
Graham, not close.
Oh!
Shit.
Obviously, I'm on Adams.
Well, I'm not going to you, because I'm obviously on Graham. It's kind of for these three.
It's not on a panel that are not involved. It's 2-1 Graham.
It is going to be some nut sucking going on out of Jackson's mouth.
Does the loser also have to tickle the taint?
It depends on the margin.
if
it's 5 touchdowns, there's some tongue action and stuff.
All right. Well, I guess that's our podcast, which really sucked.
Got to go bye.
Peace out, bitches.
Bye.
Oh, fuck. No one will listen to
that. Jake's
we're going to have to do a little bit of editing.
A little bit.
Well, just
keep this in there.
He doesn't even stop it.